This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are going to find ourselves a quarterback here in a second. We're going to talk about Russell Wilson going to the Giants, too. Last segment, we talked about trying to give us one word to describe the Browns' offseason. Jeff's word was curious. Mine was meticulous. Dan's was realistic, and my uncle chimed in to let me know, because my uncle's probably the most important voice in Cleveland sports. He said,
more important than ours.
Ready?
Yeah.
Boring was the word that he used. So
I can see that.
Our social media mentions powered by Scheib and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to show at CLE Talking Heads. Bob chimes in saying boring as well.
For boring.
Michael chimes in saying uninspiring.
Good job, Michael.
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
All right. If you want to hit us up at CLE Talking Heads, we'll take a couple. So far, boring is in the lead. Didn't take a whole lot to get there. Two.
I didn't know we were counting.
Everything is a contest, Jeff. Life is a contest. We need competition.
But life was a highway.
No, it's not a highway in this game. And we all want to be winners. You, if you want to be a loser, knock yourself out. Be in the losers pool. You can go over there.
Wow,
but we want
man.
Winners over here.
That's not nice.
I'm just saying. It's what life's all about.
Not nice.
We have winners, we have losers, and there is no in-between. 216-474-0092. All right, Jeff, do you want to help us find a quarterback before we take some more words?
Yeah. What I want to do is show you how limited this thing is right now.
Yes. It's getting smaller. The pool.
Words that are about to come out of Askin and Phelps are merely here to inform you, not to influence you in any way, shape, or form, nor reflect the opinions of both Jeff and or Andy on who will play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. These segments may cause nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, and or any other misfortunes.
If you're allergic to quarterbacks, don't listen to the segment.
If this conversation lasts more than 6 minutes, go see a doctor.
Askin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
I'm not going to go as in-depth as usual on these, because this is, we're reprising what we did a week or so ago. What's left? Okay, leaving the list of what we had a week or so ago as to what's left, Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. And I would have been okay with either one of those guys coming back and joining Kenny Pickett and whoever they draft.
I would give you one overwhelming meh on that. That's just
Get ready to get the meh machine going, because it's gonna get worse right
what's
now.
What's left? What's left?
Here's what's left, okay? And I'm going to add a name to the list that I didn't even have on the list before.
Interesting.
Carson Wentz is left.
Wentz.
And remember, Mary Kay got everybody all hot in a biscuit, to quote Dan Menigan, when she reported that there was mutual interest if something were to happen there. I would be perfectly fine with Carson Wentz being signed by the Browns.
Daryl Ryder gave him a 5 out of 10 of potential quarterbacks that were out there on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast.
Okay.
And 5 was the highest.
Okay.
So
click, click, click. All right.
Daryl wouldn't come out and say Carson Wentz. He just said of all the things that are left at the thrift shop, he's probably
okay.
Yeah, he's there.
Aaron Rodgers. Who knows what's going on there? I our team doesn't need that drama. And though he might be able to come in and play well, I don't think he would want to come here. He'd look at the wide receiver crew and think, can I please have Garrett Wilson back? Can we get Devontae Adams? Oh, wait, he went to the Rams. I don't think Aaron's a fit. Joe Flacco. But I'm not ruling Joe out because he has a little history here and he did okay, even though I think he can do better. And I think Kenny Pickett would beat him out. I do.
Mm.
Trey Lance. I'm still intrigued. If I could bring in Trey Lance, my issue there is, okay, do you need a veteran? Because he's not it. Is Kenny Pickett the veteran? He'd have to take on that role. Or Deshaun Watson would actually have to take on that role as veteran guiding the young guys. Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, wait, but Trey is fully 100% like geared up for 3-down football. He's like,
no, he's not.
He may have turned the page.
No, he didn't do anything. Canada put him on their list to negotiate with.
Oh, the whole country did. Is there a tariff on him now?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Just Saskatchewan.
Teddy
Bridgewater. There are fans in Toronto that might not be happy about what you're saying. Go ahead.
Teddy Bridgewater came out of retirement, basically, and played, you know, with the Lions last year. I don't know. But he has a history with Stefanski. And so does the guy who I'm adding to the list.
Oh, new name on the list. Jeff Phelps has added a new name on the list.
Case Keenum. No need for a timpani roll. Case Keenum. He was here for 2 years. He did not play last season because he was on the injured reserve with Houston with a foot injury. I don't think he's the answer. But if you're looking for a quarterback to come in and be the veteran, you know, the wise quarterback, he's in his lower 30s. He and Kenny Pickett could help a young quarterback. That's where it is with the quarterback situation. The pickings are slim. No Jameis, no Russ. There are so many guys, Andy, who have been signed already, it's ridiculous. Darnold, Fields, Russ, Daniel Jones, Mariota, Jacoby, Heineke, Cooper Rush, Zach Wilson, Jameis, Andy Dalton, Josh Dobbs, Mason Rudolph.
All right, so let me throw
and
this
the Browns
up.
Are still sitting there, and their move has been to pick up Kenny Pickett.
Is Kenny Pickett better than any of those or all of those names that you just listed?
No.
Where would you put? Okay, so I'm going to give you
know.
A pool.
I'm
going to give you your list, and I want you to tell me where Kenny Pickett is in this list. Upper third, middle, or
of
lower
what
third?
What list?
Carson Wentz, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, Trey Lance, Teddy Bridgewater, Case Keenum. Where is Kenny Pickett on that list if you had to bring those guys in?
If I had to put Kenny Pickett and rank those guys,
yeah,
I would put him. I would put him personally fourth.
And where do you think the Browns are putting him?
Out of that list, second or third.
I have a feeling.
If Carson Wentz signs, Carson Wentz has a great chance to be the starting quarterback here next year. If Joe Flacco signs, Joe has a chance to compete to be the starting quarterback next year. If Aaron Rodgers signs, he's the guy, but he's not going to sign here. I'd be flabbergasted. I personally like Trey Lance. I think he might still have something to prove. It's unlikely. Dan laughs anytime I bring up this poor young guy who his god of football, Kyle Shanahan, thought would be the man.
Didn't we have a former Super Bowl winning coach on the air who told you he can't play?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to walk away from that.
The dude's 24. I'm not going to give up on a young guy who's 24 and still has an opportunity to prove himself. What I'm saying is this. To me, what this is screaming is A, they're going to draft a quarterback at 2. I think Mary Kay might be absolutely right. She's been saying that for some time.
Yeah.
It screams that.
A year from now, are we going to say that was a wasted pick? Probably.
And or they know Kirk Cousins is going to come here.
I just, again, this is all about going to the thrift shop.
Andy, that's where they are right now. Anybody who is worth a hoot, you would think, is signed right now, right?
I don't know. I feel like they're better off waiting for a quarterback in 2026. And I don't want to walk into the season not believing they don't have a chance to win. I want someone to be quarterback this year that makes me think, do they really need to draft a quarterback next year?
Andy, Kenny Pickett could come in and actually be very competent. I don't mean to be blowing smoke there. I think he could come in and be very competent. I'm more convinced than ever that they're taking a quarterback at the very least at 33. I mean, they're definitely getting a quarterback in the first or second round of this draft. I would bet your salary on it.
Oh, geez, thanks. I don't disagree. There will be a quarterback in those. If not, it's
screaming.
Well,
they have to draft.
They don't have a young quarterback on top of it. They don't have any quarterbacks right now. They have one quarterback who can't play because he's tore his ACL for the second time, who I'm not ruling out for the end of the season.
Yeah.
And
you know what, Andy? His Achilles. Tore his Achilles.
Yeah, what'd I say? Oh, ACL. Sorry. Achilles.
And it truly, when Russell Wilson signed, it made me think, God, I wonder if they're going to throw Deshaun back on the field. It really made me think that. And here's the thing.
They're just not saying anything.
He's under contract for two more years.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to have to pay the guy money.
I don't sound so crazy now, do I?
No, I think you still do, because everything we've seen of him has been blech.
Oh, I'm not questioning his play on the field.
He's played poorly. See, that's the thing.
O-I. It's all there is, and they want to squeeze something into the R-O-I. Yes, he's played poorly, 100%.
That's the catch.
But he's been paid handsomely.
I'm beginning to think of this. All right, you take Jalen Milroe or Jackson Dart, if either one is still on the board at 33, or Shook. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You take that guy at 33, and you think, Kenny, can you beat him out? And then you sign Case Keenum to come in and say, fellas, that was a really nice drive. Good job.
Let me help you with your taxes.
Here's what I wrote down on the clipboard.
Let me help you hang that picture.
Well, I'm serious.
A little bit off.
Could you live with that, Andy?
Do you have a ruler? Do you have one of those little laser things?
Could you live with Kenny Pickett starting next year while young quarterback develops, thinking it's not Shador, somebody else, and Case Keenum or Teddy Bridgewater is standing there going, great job, man. Teddy, hey, here's what I told the high school guys last year. We won a state championship. Because it's starting to feel that way.
I don't want them to take quarterback at two.
Unless,
I can't be any more
unless,
clear on that.
And I would still be game for this. And I'm not saying this is the answer. If they signed Carson Wentz today or tomorrow and brought in Carson Wentz with Kenny Pickett and whoever they drafted, all right, let's go play. Kenny, try and beat him out. Carson, beat him out. Guy you take at 33, beat them both out. Let's go. I'd be okay with that. At this point of the game, I'd be okay with that. In fact, that's my best scenario. If they don't think they're going to get Cam Ward, and they're not sold on Shador.
All right, we got to go to break. Listen, I'm coming back with this.
I hate talking about this like crazy.
Well,
by the way.
I wanted an answer by now.
I
heard something this morning that makes my
head spin.
Yeah, I'm still cringing over it.
Until you turn blue in the face.
Yeah. Do they have to take a quarterback at two because their jobs are on the line? Do they have to take a quarterback? Do they have to take Shador Sanders because their jobs are on the line? Hold that thought. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps 92.3 The Fan.